You are listening to Low Standards and Pours. Wednesday, March 10th. Four minutes after 8 Eastern Standard Time. Broadcasting from the mothership. Where is Bill? We have not seen him in 2 weeks. Is Low Standards and Pours Wednesday, March 10th, 8:05, broadcasting outside of Detroit City. We're trying to find Bill. What happened to the boy? Oh, there he is. He's calling in.
Well, I've been calling in for 5 minutes. Where the hell you been?
What is going on there, my friend?
Well, apparently you don't know how to work a podcast or a phone, because I tried calling like for the last 5 minutes.
All right, let me tune you in here
cool,
a little bit.
Weird music.
You like my alien mothership?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Music.
Yeah, that was great. It was perfect.
You liked it?
It was, you know,
lovely.
Yeah, it was a fascinating, excellent start to like where the hell is Bill? Because like Lord knows, I missed you the last couple weeks.
Yeah, what happened? I think did the mothership take you away?
No, we do need to address the wombat in the room. Apparently,
the wombat?
Yes, the wombat in the room. Apparently, there was an imposter on our last show. Some very some very drunken idiot trying to pass himself off as me. That guy's been reprimanded and banned from the show. His antics were reprehensible. And basically, those were things that I needed to preface the disclaimer, because the law offices, Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf were crawling up my rear end about that guy.
They weren't happy, that's for sure.
I'm surprised they didn't give you a tongue lashing as well.
No, I was going to, you know, I was going to keep the show live and keep it in our database, but
no.
I was informed by our legal counsel to delete that live show.
Yeah,
and
that guy
file
was
it in the circular cabinet.
That guy was a nutcase.
He was out of control.
Yeah, there was something really wrong with him.
Yeah, I had to hang up on him twice, but
yeah, the last from what I was heard when I was listening to it later to check up and see who this imposter
well,
was.
Well, of course.
I don't think he noticed.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe it was, a bad connection or something, but that's why I tried.
No, you hung up on him, and rightly so. So this is the further indemnification of our show from the law offices of Jameson Walker Statler and Waldorf. First off, we use that thing that we're allowed to on the internet where we play stuff that's copyrighted and essentially get to do what we want with it because we're making comments on it. And we're not trying to steal the copyright. We're not trying to make money off of, you know, the fact that, you know, we're playing somebody's music. We want you to go out and buy their music. We're trying to brag about these bands that we love and play the music of. So, you know, whatever that rule is, I can't remember what it is at the moment. But there's a rule that says we can do stuff like that. Fair use laws or stuff, something like that.
Could you please introduce our first guest, please?
Well, I'm not
our done first. Yet. Oh, I'm sorry. Hobo, what's going on there, buddy? Haven't seen you in a while.
Hobo, good to see you. Okay. I see what you mean, first guest. I'm sorry. Yeah. I was a little focused on the disclaimer. Hobo, if you can hang out for a second. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All views are poorly researched and assembled by monkeys. These clowns have not been authorized by anyone to speak on their behalf. The entire show is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, or tribe. Please listen at your own risk. Side note, Hobo Chillin', you know about Hobo Chillin', friend of the show, smells lovely, looks good in leather, tire swing in the backyard, and he's got great taste in podcasts.
He certainly does.
That's my
nice to have you on. Where you been, Hobo? We've been looking for you. We haven't seen you in the last couple of weeks, although we haven't seen Bill either. We weren't sure where he was at.
Right.
Yeah.
It's been fun. So that's the disclaimer from the law offices, Jameson Walker, Statler.
That's probably appropriate.
Yeah, they really wanted to make sure we hammered that one home. So, you know, and as usual, nothing here is suitable for children.
No, not at all.
Right. So.
That's okay, Hobo. We've got plenty of more of these things coming.
Oh, yeah, there's so much music, it's ridiculous.
I like his little icon. What do you call that? Emoji?
How you call it? Emoji. Thing? Yeah, a little thing. Yeah. Hobo chilling, flapping back and forth.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Digging it.
It's eye catching.
Yes. So I need to do this.
I went to the pulmonary doctor today.
You still got a heart?
I said pulmonary.
And pulmonary have to do with the heart?
Lungs. Heart is cardiac.
Oh, right.
Oh, I have to explain everything.
That's why I'm not a doctor.
he said, yeah, it doesn't look like I have much to worry about other than the stuff that I'm coughing up and how out of breath I get walking up a flight of stairs. And
that's a good thing you live upstairs, too.
Yeah. What's up, Popsky?
Get your exercise.
Yeah.
Popsky's joined us. Hey, you know all about Popsky, right?
No, what's up with Popsky? Is this from Nassau?
Popsky's a good friend of the show, loves pastries, looks like a famous person, and has great taste in podcasts.
Yay. Yeah. He certainly does. He's listening to ours.
Yeah, well, we'll see if that lasts long enough.
Yeah, how's everything going? Anything new on your side? I haven't talked in a while since mothership took you away.
Pardon me. I should find a cough button, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Just cough right in your microphone. I'm going to. I really don't have a choice because it's dangling.
You did.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, they changed some things around with our software at work, and so things are been a bit of a headache the last couple of days.
Making the adjustments, eh?
Yeah, it is what it is.
I got my delivery for the new job, the new job. So
yeah, you got a laptop?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Bumblebee Tuna entered the live room.
Bumblebee Welcome. Tuna.
I Wasn't also just understand. A bumblebee that we used to have. Bumblebee? No.
No, but Bumblebee Tuna, good friend of the show, easy to throw, cans of tuna, and great taste in podcasts. Thank you for stopping by, Bumblebee Tuna.
Yeah, thanks for being on our show.
Elvira's joined us.
Oh, I love Elvira.
We're going to have to.
We might have a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God tonight wasn't like the other night where the mothership took you.
But you know about Elvira. She's a good friend of the show. Smells lovely. Looks good in leather. Woohoo! And has great taste in podcasts.
And listens to Elvis.
Why wouldn't she?
I don't know. I like Elvis.
I'm just saying.
I don't know. I think Elvis is a little bit overrated, but I didn't grow up at the same time.
It's good stuff. So,
you know, I don't think this show is suitable for children.
I don't think this show is suitable for anybody.
I don't think this show is suitable
for That's children. Funny. Well, the Waldorf and Statler.
Yes. They've been watching us a lot.
Interesting.
Lately. And, you know, it's just, it's been interesting that they've been keeping tabs on us.
Yeah. You know what Sunday is?
Statler and Waldorf's birthday?
No. Daylight savings time.
Oh, great. That's just what I need.
I don't know if it changes anything in anybody's world, but it's nice to see the sun for a little while longer.
Well, yeah, I dig it.
Yeah.
It's just I don't need that extra hour to do a podcast. Oh, no, because that'll be Saturday night to Sunday morning. You get that extra hour.
Yeah, it'll all be the same on Sunday.
No, we spring forward.
2 o'clock in the morning. So just before you go to bed, turn it forward.
Forward. We lose an hour.
Yeah. Yeah,
I like the fall back better anyway.
Yeah,
in the old days, that was when you'd spend the extra hour at the bar. It'd be last call twice, and it was great.
Exactly, we're not leaving.
Yeah, we got another hour.
Muscling in like 6 more Guinness in an hour, 2 more shots.
Well, try to. I stopped doing shots a long time ago.
You know,
I see no.
I enjoy a beer and a shot. I do. I really enjoy it. I think that's what I'm going to drink from now on.
A beer shot. I like a shot, but I don't just slam the shot because I actually like the taste of the booze that's in the shot.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's like a sipper. It's just something without ice, but like in a rocks glass and a shot, you just sip on it. Yeah, I think that's the best way to drink booze. I really do. Because who wants to drink like 14 like Labatt Blues or Bud Lights, you know?
I do. I really like those.
Do you?
Labatt Blues?
Yeah.
Not Bud Lights.
Oh, well, it's funny.
That's not
beer. Speaking of Labatt Blue, when I moved away to Maryland for a year.
Zizzo's joined us, you know.
Oh.
You know about
Zezo.
Zezo? You know about Zezo. Good friend of the show, has his own clothing line, excellent taste in music, and excellent taste in podcasts.
And worked for NASA for 3 years.
That's what I heard.
What's up, Zezo?
Welcome
Zizzo
to the show.
Zizzo would be two.
We're gonna have to like get into tunes here pretty quick because we actually have people here and we should like sound like we know what we're talking about.
All right.
But I'd like you to go first, unless you want me to go first.
You want me to go first?
All right, I'm gonna
start with one. You're not gonna know either one of these probably. You might not. One's newer group.
Rabbit, you might.
You might have to put them in the oven and turn the oven on, Rabbit. You might. Mm. So these are two super groups. So I'll give that away.
Am I doing two bands? You're doing two bands at the same time, or you're doing one?
No, I'm just gonna tell you. I'll do one, but okay. Both of mine are super groups. That's my little. That's how mine are affiliated tonight. They're super groups.
I'm with you.
And first, if I asked you the definition of a supergroup, what would be your definition?
I would consider a supergroup something like Journey, Foreigner,
okay,
Who, and then
so,
you know, there's all sorts of like REM. I think was a supergroup.
I'll help you
bands
out.
That had like multiple big time records.
Okay.
And can sell out any place. U2's a super group, you know, stuff like that.
Think of it this way. When I say super group, I mean many artists.
Super.
Yeah, super. Many artists from other bands that came together to form one.
Ooh.
A super group.
So okay? Like Asia.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know. Where did Asia come from? Was it like ABBA and like Bee Gees or something?
No, Asia was, for some reason, I thought that was something that Drummer Boy had to do with Phil Collins.
Really?
I think so. Or somebody around that, or somebody from Genesis or something like that.
Yeah. I'm not questioning you, but I never heard that. It's interesting. Check into it.
But anyways, I get the idea.
Yeah.
Or the traveling Wilburys or the...
Yeah, kind of right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So...
Asia as in A-S-I-A, Evan. Hey, Evan, thanks for stopping by. I don't think I said hi.
Yeah, what's up, Evan?
You know about Evan, right?
He's a guy that worked at NASA for 3 years.
No. Evan's a good friend of the show, good listener. He's not afraid of spiders. He has a great taste in podcasts. Dig up. Thanks for stopping by.
What's up, Evan? So we're talking about mine today. If anybody's been listening or anybody cares, I've been making kind of like taking two groups and associating them some certain way for the last few weeks.
Just kind of making a theme out of it and ruining the whole idea of not doing a lot of research, but still dig the idea.
Yeah, it's just the artistic side of myself. So if I said this supergroup includes Tom Morello, would you know who Tom Morello is?
I would say I have no clue whatsoever.
Okay. He's been getting a lot of press lately. Very talented guy, very, very intelligent person. Did not know, I think he went to like, God, I don't know, it was Yale or Harvard. But he's
a recent guy.
He has been in a band, it hasn't toured in 10 years. Okay. And they were supposed to tour, I think this year, last year. I say last year, this year is 2020. So last year, 2020 or 2019, but because of COVID and whatnot, it got canceled. So they're supposed to tour this year, and they're supposed to be coming to, I believe, either Ford Field or Comerica Park.
So I don't remember. This is somebody who can really pack it in. And
And
they're a super group. Is this a name of a group, the super group I would know?
So where Tom Morello came from, you would know.
Okay.
It is not a country band, it's not a jazz blues, it's not really a rock band. It's not really a hip-hop band. Tom Morello.
I'm not going to try and cheat and look it up, but
okay. I didn't think you were going to get it. But yeah. If I said, be real, Chuck D, Tom Morello, Tim Comerford, Brad Wilk, and DJ Lord.
I would go, I have no clue whatsoever.
So it's the Prophets of Rage, and Tom Morello is from Rage Against the Machine. He's the guy, the real, you know, that guitar you always hear, that boom, that real heavy boom, 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 you know.
Right.
Yeah. So they formed a band. Be Real is from Cypress Hill. And okay. I got to get back to my list. I got to look at them because I don't know them all offhand. I just lost it. So Be Real, DJ Lord is the DJ for Raids Against the Machine.
Did they do a version of No Sleep Till Brooklyn?
I think they might have.
Did they change it to No Sleep Till Cleveland?
Yeah. I think you're right. Yep. I have to go back. Hold on a second. Make sure what I'm telling you guys is the
right of Rage.
Yeah, I got to go back to my Wikipedia and make sure that I'm assuming Wikipedia is right on. But so Chuck D is obviously, yeah, that's probably it.
So they did a remake of No Sleep Till Brooklyn. This is a live version I pulled up.
Yeah.
So it's always fun when bands take and make a remake, kind of make it their own.
Sure.
I'm betting they were in Cleveland and they changed it to No Sleep Till
it's
Cleveland.
It's possible.
Yeah.
But these guys are from
BC Boys song.
Yeah, these guys are all from Public Enemy, Rage Against the Machine, and what was the other one? Where'd it go? Tim Comerford.
Oh, Hobo Chillin says he's heard him on NPR. Unless
oh, really?
Talking about you and me.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Faded into our NPR voices.
Right, we cut in there somehow.
Positively Tenya.
But anyways.
Oh, positively tenacious. Did I say anything about positively tenacious yet?
No.
She's a good friend of the show. Fine comic timing, full of energy, great taste in podcasts. Love ourselves some positively tenacious. Boy or girl, doesn't matter. So you're telling me that these guys are Rage Against the Machine.
Yep. Public Enemy.
Public Enemy?
Yep.
Okay.
And Cypress Hill.
And Cypress Hill.
Be real. Okay.
Well, that'll explain the rappy type.
Yeah. For sure. I didn't know about these guys up until probably maybe a year and a half ago. And again, I stumbled upon them on Spotify. And I saw their title, Prophets of Rage.
Right.
And immediately I thought, Rage Against the Machine, maybe.
Right.
And sure enough, these guys formed a band because Rage Against the Machine stopped touring. Right. And all of a sudden, Zacharias, I forgot his last name, from Rage wanted to go back and start touring. So Tom Morello and DJ Lord or whatever went back to start practicing. Then COVID happened, so they stopped their tour. Right now, Prophets of Rage I don't think exists, but they're all going back to Rage Against the Machine, getting ready to tour this year. They're supposed to be coming, like I said, at Ford Field or Comerica Park. I couldn't remember, but it'll probably be a killer concert.
Do these guys do are they doing all new songs, or are they doing songs from Rage Against the Machine?
These are all their own songs.
Oh, so they're being creative. It's not just three guys getting together saying, oh, let's put together a band and we'll play our stuff.
Yeah.
Because nobody else wants to go. It's, hey, let's get together and let's be creative. That's awesome.
Yeah, they've got some covers.
Everybody's got to throw a cover in once in a while.
Let me see. Here, I'm going to play this.
It's interesting.
Hold on.
All right.
Oh, hold on. Blow everybody out the door here.
That's all right. I notice when you're playing stuff, it's hard to hear. And the re-listen to later. So it's got a little rappy to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can turn it up a little. Because it's hard to hear. So these guys, they've got history, and
what's that?
They've got history, and they're doing something new.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's interesting. Insert words here.
right. No, it's well, there's a ton of talent.
Right.
They're from similar genres.
Yeah.
But they all have their own style.
I was never a big Rage Against the Machine fan. There's a couple songs I like. And then, the other two band guys that you mentioned, I'm like, not my bag. But I can appreciate the guys getting together and just trying to make something new and creative. I dig that stuff. Would I buy a song from them? No. If it was on the radio, would I listen to it for a little bit? Yeah, probably.
It might be a little heavy for you. Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll be able to tell from my choices. And you know from the stuff that I've chosen in the past.
Yeah, I'm getting, I'm driving out of town lately. You've been kind of sticking around in town, so I'm kind of curious to see what you have for us this evening.
Because your theme is you pick your theme today is supergroups. Well, mine has been let me get something that's relatively new and unnoticed that people may or may not know anything about. And then something really popular, but maybe an earlier album that nobody knows about. Right.
Okay.
So that's kind of what my theme has been, is trying to do something you may have heard the band, but something earlier, and then, just something really cool.
the hell is wrong with that dog back there?
Oh, he thinks it's time to eat.
Can you just leave a door open? Maybe he'll just run out the door.
Well, you know,
leave his food like in the corner of the back lot there.
Well, I'd love to, except for the fact that I want to sleep indoors. The dog pays no attention to me whatsoever.
It's no, apparently
that dog is my wife's dog. I can tell it anything, and he won't do anything for me.
Oh, he knows he doesn't like you. He knows that you don't like him. That's the problem.
No, I've liked him in the past.
No, he knows your fakeness. He knows your fakeness. Yeah.
No, I started getting fake afterwards. After he started getting nippy. He got attacked by a big dog, and it really changed his personality. And that was about eight years ago or so. And he's just been a dick ever since.
Why don't you just give him some dog nip? I'll give you some of this weed that I got, and it'll smooth him out.
I would.
He won't know which way to go.
I would give him a bald eagle.
What the hell's a bald eagle?
It would carry him away.
Oh, it's good. It's not a bad idea.
You know, I actually have been singing to him that Rolling Stones song, Wild Horses. Except I sing it, Bald Eagle.
Take me away.
Can carry you away. You know, and of course I'm not doing any justice. And I do it even worse when I'm singing it to him. Mm. But just you know, the gate open. Implying for him to fly away.
Yeah, leave a gate open at night. He'll go away.
But no, I do need to sleep indoors, and in order to do that, the dog needs to live as long as it can.
Your wife will make you sleep out in the garage.
Exactly. You hate my dog? Well, you sleep outside. Damn it.
Yeah. Well,
so all right. So that was your band?
That's my first band.
Okay, that's your first band.
Yeah, I gave you a lot of good hints too, so.
Yeah, you did.
I don't want, you know,
I am going to try and give you a couple of things as possible hints. This is a band along the same lines as I've normally been picking. Rhythm and bluesy, kind of. Well, this band came out, I think, in the late 80s, was popular in the 90s. Let's see. I'm going to play this song.
Am I going to know him or not?
You might. You really might. I'm not pulling out of Nowheresville, but this is one of their more popular songs from 1992 album. And you'll notice as we go through a couple of songs with them,
what's up there, Positively Tenacious?
There's a certain sound that they have that leads to another sound that came out in the late 90s. These guys are like just before grunge. So who showed up?
I don't know. Did you welcome Positively Tenacious?
I did. I certainly did. Got some airplay on the radio at 92, 93.
Is this your own band?
This is one of my older bands that's less popular.
No, I thought maybe this is your own band.
No, not my own band. But what do you think? I mean, it's got some quality to it, doesn't it?
Well, it's got that 80s kind of like almost Pet Shop Boys kind of sound.
But like a rock and roll Pet Shop Boys.
Lightly.
The guitar is really strong. Lightly.
Yeah. I'm hearing keyboard and electronic drums.
These are real drums. Okay. Real guitar. But it's a band from the UK. And they are, well, let's see. I wonder if you would know this one. Nah, that one's not good. You're not good.
Is that the White Pigeons?
No. So I bought this album when it first came out in 92 because Stickin' loved it.
What's up, Rick? Go ahead.
Oh, good. Rick's here, finally. This song is Weirdo by the Charlatans UK.
Oh, the Charlatans?
Yes, the Charlatans.
Yeah, I like the Charlatans. Well, they have that one song, but it's not the one I'm listening to.
No, it's not. This one was... This is the other one that I... This is the one that drew me in. I dig the guitar.
They've got... Yeah, the guitar. Was I always... The guitar in the Charlatans always kind of stuck out for me.
Yeah. So this is from the album Between 10th and 11th. I mean, it's good. Bass line just moves along. The guitar talks to you. The guy's got a unique voice. Once it comes up here in about 10 seconds. But I just really dig it. A little bit of echo there in the background.
Yeah. I thought that was our technology.
No, it's how the song plays. I mean, this is another one of those albums. Between 10th and 11th, there's like four really good songs on it. And the rest of them are similar-ish. But again, this is another one of those albums. You can just drop the needle, baby.
Right, right. I do remember them. I do. And they had a great sound. They really did.
So this is the one that made me think pre-grunge.
Well, this was definitely pre-grunge.
Yeah, but this one kind of sounds like somebody else, doesn't it? I can see a rainbow coming out of your... This is still the Charlatans UK. I can't even be bothered. Energy breaks me down. There's a... I really wish I had thought of it earlier, but there's a band my brother and I were talking about a couple days ago.
You talking about... Oh... I thought you were going to say invest in some better audio equipment.
Well, yeah, that would be good too. but no, there's a mid-90s band my brother and I were talking about has this sound. And again, like that droning but solid quality, you can pick out all the instruments type thing.
Right, right, yeah.
And for the life of me, I can't think of which band it is.
Was it the Afghan Whigs?
No, those guys I like too. They were.
I saw them in concert. Me and Fuckballs went and saw them. I wonder why I didn't ask you to go. You probably didn't want to go.
You probably didn't like me.
No, it was after we made up.
Made up or made out? That's what I was supposed to talk about.
Yeah, definitely made up. Yeah, no, it was one of the. Me and Fuckballs went and saw them, and it was kind of one of the last shows that we saw. In the whole run of concerts that we saw over the last few years, it was after
Depeche Mode. Echo?
Huh?
Was it before Echo and the Bunnymen?
No, it was the tail end of all that stuff. Like we went, me and Fuckballs had a run of like 10 shows, and then you and I were in and out of a bunch of those too.
And there was a couple we just ended up meeting up at. Like, holy crap,
yeah.
You were too? Yeah, us.
Yeah, let's go. I didn't know you were going to be here.
Awesome. You'd be there too.
My wife bought tickets. Didn't know you guys were here.
Right.
Yeah, Afghan Whigs, he didn't have a strong voice, but it was a good band. It was a good band.
Not Stone Temple Pilots.
It's, we saw him.
It's driving me crazy now that I can't.
The Bodines? The Bodines had a couple good songs.
Garbage. Yeah, I like them too, but it wasn't them. I'm just skimming through this list here. The Breeders? Might have been the Breeders.
Breeders.
Did they do...
That's Kim Deal from the Pixies.
But did they do... Oh, there's... No, I don't think...
You keep thinking. I'm going to go on to mine.
You go on to yours. I'm going to turn this down.
Yeah, because let me see. Sure. We're at 34. We're at 34 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm going to need a good 10, 12 minutes for my other one because my other one's really good.
Yeah, you need about 10 minutes to apologize too to all your listeners that they're probably not even listening anymore.
Which one? Yep.
Exactly. All right, another super group.
Okay.
All right, a genre we haven't really talked about.
Okay.
Okay. This is probably the biggest supergroup there is. from this genre that we don't, we haven't really spoken about. If I said,
is it like a rock and roll, like
genre we don't really talk about? And there is four members, very well respected, known for their songwriting.
Damn Yankees.
Some known for not paying their taxes. Some known for maybe smoking a little ganja, maybe.
The Eagles? Well, they were
Supergroup. Same thing as Prophets of Rage. A bunch of guys got together, formed a group.
Okay.
Supergroup. Genre we typically don't talk about. You're not. You probably don't know. You might. Company? And if I once I say it, you'll probably be like,
Crosby, Stills,
oh,
and Nash.
Yeah.
Talking about. I mean, I'm trying to think of like off the wall.
Yeah, so
Lake and Palmer, something like that.
Here we go. Can you hear this?
I was a highwayman.
Oh, it's what's his name? The Traveling Mulberries. Wilburys.
Right?
Listen.
What's his name? Yeah, it's the Traveling.
The name of the group is the Highwaymen.
Oh, the Highwaymen. I was thinking Roy Orbison. Because wasn't Roy Orbison Traveling Wilburys?
That's Willie Nelson singing. So.
Yeah, but that Willie Nelson. But I thought Willie Nelson was that one. I just got the names mixed up.
Yeah, this is Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah, these guys are good. That's that's some good stuff. What else is
that? Is the stuff that's the stuff that I grew up on. So I'd be out in the garage with my dad, and he'd be like, "Come on, we're gonna go out and fix the edger." So I'd be out there for like 7 hours, monkeying around with a stupid edger, and he'd have that on. Yeah, drinking his Bud Light, huh? Did he work? He was a tinker. He called it tinker.
Did he ever get the edger to work?
No, he usually like wired it wrong and it would start smoking, burn something up. Awesome. Then he'd complain. He'd complain for like 6 weeks, and then he'd like edge the lawn with like a steak knife and a blower or something. I don't know.
Right.
And he'd finally go buy a used one, and that would like burn up in like 2 weeks because it was a pile of shit too.
Right.
And then he'd finally like really get mad and then go to the store and finally buy a brand new one.
Of course.
That's the way everything was. In fact, I got a good story. So I'll make it short because it could be really long. So my dad's like, all right, we're either going on a big vacation or we're going to get a pool. We're going to get a pool in the backyard. What do you want? And I said, pool. Mom says, pool.
Right.
So they order up this in-ground pool, beautiful pool. It's huge, in-ground jacuzzi, all that kind of stuff. Right. And me, not having been in construction, but using a lot of logic and reasoning, my dad's like, you know, I think we're gonna put a deck in for that pool. And I'm like, why don't we wait for the pool to go in first? And then just pour a really nice patio. The concrete guys will be out there already. Just have them pour you a really nice patio.
Right.
Mm-mm. Now,
he wants to build.
I think we're gonna put a deck in. I want a deck. And then he wants.
Oh.
Yeah. Then he's like,
Don't tell me he put the deck in before the pool got put in.
Oh yeah. Not only that, this was after the pool company's been out there and surveyed the whole thing. And so he's like, you know, we need some places for you guys to change and, you know, heat food up and store the chemicals. So we got to put a shed out in the backyard. So I said, well, do you know the elevation? You know, I mean, how do you know what height to set the shed at? You're just going to throw a shed out there and the pool company is just going to meet your requirement. Like, oh, the shed's like 6 inches low. So we're going to like really dig a really deep hole, you know?
Oh God, you're kidding me.
No. So he puts the shed in. The pool company eventually comes out like a week before they're supposed to start digging. And this guy's like, what in the fuck is all this shit? Where'd it come from? Yeah, it's like his deck sitting there in this pool, this shed's over the corner. He goes, he's looking at my dad like, where the hell did all this come from? I goes, I don't remember any of this. My dad's like shaking his, you know, shaking his shoulders like, I don't, what do you want me to tell you? I had to put a deck in. He's like, I got to get machinery around here.
Yeah.
And I was coming in with a big backhoe. Yeah, because they priced it with a bigger backhoe and and all that. So the guy, so they had to redo the whole.
Did they remove some of the deck?
No, they had to come in with smaller backhoes.
Oh.
And it was like three times the work because.
See, I would have told your, dad we're not doing the pool.
Well, you know, so what I was getting, this was the other thing I was getting at. So this is actually the story that I wanted to tell you is that. So we're getting ready to
tell
do
me
the
that
deck.
Story in order to tell me the
no,
other
well,
story.
This is what I went through as a kid. This is why my father and I didn't get along. So my dad's like, you know, we're gonna put a damn deck in, so we got some place to sit, you know, whatever. So I'm like, all right. And so he's like, there was a patio there originally that he'd put in when the house was built in 66, 67. So the pool's going in like early 90s, like 1990.
Okay.
So he's like, you know, this pool, we got to have drainage. So we got to put a bunch of pea stone above on top of this patio. And I'm like, well, why don't you have the pool company, since they're doing the excavation already, why don't you have them pull the patio out and then put the deck in after the pool's done? No. Hell no. So I'm putting pea stone on top of the concrete deck. I'm like, well, why are you doing that? He's like, well, drainage. And I'm like, what do you mean? So the water that runs through the deck that drips onto the pea stone is going to drain? What? I don't get it. What's this? I don't get the pea stone on top of this concrete deck. So he's got this brand new GMC Jimmy, you know, the small little GMC like SUVs when they came out in like 85 or whatever.
Right.
He's got like a brand new one. Like, I mean, he just drove it off the lot like a week ago. What he does, he makes me go with him to where my mom works part time to this deli that my friends of ours own, and we get like 20 pickle buckets. They're like those 5-gallon pickle buckets, where the pickles come in,
filled with
pizza. So we go take those to the stone yard, and then I got to shovel by hand all the pea stone into the pickle buckets, and then dump it in the back of the house. We had to do that like four times. I'm like, why don't you just have this shit fucking delivered? He didn't want to spend the money. He didn't want to spend $40.
But that I understand not wanting to spend the money, but I don't understand. You know, if you're going to do something, you wait till the big part of the job is done first. He was taking, he had, essentially what he was doing is he had a bucket of rocks that he had to put in a smaller bucket. And he was taking all the little rocks and putting those in first, and then tried to put the big rocks in after. You always put the biggest stuff in first.
Yeah.
And then the little stuff fills in the cracks. Well, that's the same thing with a big project. You start with the big parts first, and then you do the detail work last.
Yeah, you could build your deck around it, or put your shed, or you could get really creative after the fucking pool.
That would have driven me nuts.
It's the way I grew up.
That would have driven me nuts.
That's why I was almost in jail.
No wonder you're insane.
No shit. That's what I had to deal with. I can one day we're gonna do Frank stories. It'll be 2 hours at least. That's just skimming the top. And I'm like, my dad was
like
a kook.
Nightmare.
Oh, it was. That's why we didn't get along. And
see,
but anyways, go ahead. Who did
Pink Squirrel join us?
Oh, Pink Squirrel joined us. We haven't seen Pink Squirrel in a while.
Pink Squirrel's not been around.
What's up,
Pink Squirrel?
Pink was on a few shows ago.
Yeah. Pink's a good friend of the show, fond of donuts, looks good in stripy shirts, and has excellent taste in podcasts.
Certainly does. Listen
Pink
to ours.
Squirrel. Thanks for stopping by.
Pink?
Pink Squirrel. This band that I'm going to talk about here is what I would consider a supergroup. Not a supergroup the way you described it, but like top 40.
Please.
Yeah, this is a top 40 type thing. This is not a conglomeration of people group. This is a top 40 type band.
Okay.
And this is actually kind of funny, because when I was looking up Charlotte for before, I noticed that they have a significant internet movie database presence. They've been in a lot of movies and shows and stuff with their songs. Well, this other band that I'm talking about started in 1976 and was putting out music till about 99. And they're probably doing a reunite, get back together tour thing soon.
Yeah.
But they have a huge internet movie database presence from like 1982. One of their songs, very famous one.
Sure.
One of their famous songs was in 16 Candles.
What's wrong with that dog?
Don't worry about the dog. I'm going to drown that son of a bitch out in a minute. One of their songs was in 16 Candles. I'll take a fishing trip.
Supergroup, 16 Candles. I'm assuming it's not The Cure.
That's not The Cure. I won't.
Yeah. That's not really what we're getting at right now.
Right.
But
this is one that I'm like, I was listening to a couple of songs earlier today on my little thing, and I was like, oh, you know what? I really dig this one. And this is one of their songs. It's not the most famous one, but it's from the album. But you should know the band by this. I'm trying to not give away the good one because you'll go, oh, yeah, this is not. But this is a song. Listen to that voice. You know that voice.
Oh, yeah, that is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can hear it all. I can hear his voice all day long.
It's this one.
Yeah. Yeah. Hold my leg.
It's these guys. Spandau Ballet.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I said it super fast, though.
I bet you did.
I said Spandau Ballet.
Yeah, but
I know. Like that. You know what this reminds me of? What? It reminds me of, like, dancing. I think it was – it must have been eighth grade, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Because this album, the album is True.
Yeah.
That's Communication, that's the first song I played. True, of course, you know.
Yeah.
Lifeline, that's the one playing now. This Lifeline, when I heard this one I heard actually before I heard True. And I'm like, I got to buy that album. This is a great song. I just dug the guy's voice.
Yeah.
Love the whole sound of it. Just gets me. Yeah, you're right, Pink Squirrel. School dances.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
School dances.
Total, you know, early, late 80s school dances stuff. But no, it's just fun, good music. And like I said, they've been in a lot of movies. 16 Candles, the 2000 version of Charlie's Angels, that crazy, stupid love movie.
Interesting.
Pixels, The Croods. You know, they've been in a lot of different famous movies.
Right, right.
But I really...
Oh, like my God. Every time I hear them, it reminds me of, like, of being in a school dance.
Yeah.
It seemed like that was just, like, a must-play for a DJ.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, all the chicks were digging me back then.
Well, because why wouldn't they?
No, they're only human, right?
It's Eric, man.
It's, exactly.
You know, Eric, good friend of the show, loves pastries, looks like a famous person.
Yeah, can roller skate backwards and can shoot the duck.
Okay. If the duck has anything to say about it, the girls were taller and we came up to their chests. That's right, Pink Squirrel. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, Bill and I are both pretty tall, so.
Yeah, I was.
I think we're always.
I was pretty tall.
Yeah, we're both 6 foot.
Yeah, by like fifth grade, I was taller than everybody else.
Yeah, I was always. If you look at a picture of me, like in, I think it was seventh or eighth grade, I was like a foot taller than everybody else.
That's scary.
I think my parents lied to me. I know, I think my parents lied to me.
Like, you were 12.
Honey, yeah. No, honey, you're 12. You're not 18. Don't worry about it.
Right. Oh, they wouldn't show you the birth certificate, would they?
You're right. No, we lost
Oh,
it.
Man. That's too funny.
Speaking of, I got to find that thing. Or no, I don't.
You should.
For my new job, I got to show proof of who I am.
Yeah.
I just say, let's go thank you.
What day is that?
Monday. I got like two months of training. Yeah, training. 2 months.
That's good, though.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Training
is always good.
Yeah. They just sent me all my my computer and monitors and all that, so I was just busy putting that together.
And they're having you work out of the house, right?
Yeah, which I'm going to get cabin fever here pretty soon. That's either that or hemorrhoids, because I need a padded chair. There's wood chairs that I sit on.
I have a pillow at work that I sit on.
Yeah, I'm going to. Well, I ordered it. Just ordered a regular chair.
You know, head pillow.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's a little home office. Oh, so the studio we were going to have is no longer going to be there. It's going to be your home office.
Yeah, it's already being transformed. So,
it's a good thing we didn't set up the studio then.
No, but we could still. I'm gonna dress it all up. So maybe if at some point in time we ever broadcast from here again, I could just move the monitors and. But I'm gonna put up the pictures and all that kind of stuff. So we'll figure it out.
Yeah, are we actually one day gonna try and do video somewhere?
Yeah, we gotta. I don't know. Fun. We're going to figure that out.
A face reveal and everybody go, oh, those guys are ugly.
Yeah.
And like, we'll go, yeah, you're exactly right. But who cares?
No, dress up like Kiss. You can be like Gene Simmons. I'll be Paul Stanley.
Okay. I apparently have the tongue for it.
TMI. Too much information.
Did I say that out loud?
You certainly did.
Well, there's something definitely wrong with me.
But what else do you got in our 8 minutes that we've got left? Not to say that we have to close out in 8 minutes, but
no, but let's see. I gotta do this because we'll fade that out. That's not right. That's this one we'll fade out. So these guys have a comment for us.
Yeah, you never know when something funny is gonna happen on this show.
Did something funny happen?
Yeah,
you never know it.
And that's from the expert law offices of Walker, Jameson Walker, and Statler and Waldorf.
That's funny.
And they remind you, don't drink and stand. No, actually, it's don't drink and park because accidents cause people.
Don't drink and park.
Accidents cause people.
Hmm.
Remember in high school when you'd go parking with your girlfriend?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, don't drink and park because accidents cause people.
I see.
I should know. I'm one of them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I might be too.
When you're a child of 18-year-olds.
The verdict's still out.
In the 60s, yeah. That's all right. Doss joined us, man, finally. I mean, we've been waiting
for
Doss.
Yeah, what's up, Doss?
Zub Doss?
We haven't seen Doss.
You know Doss. Good friend of the show. Talented cellist. Fond of cheese. It's great taste in podcasts.
Yeah.
Doss, thanks for showing up, brother. So, Doss. So, the law offices have reminded me that we need to close, or at least before we close it, close it. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All views are poorly researched and assembled by monkeys. These clowns have not been authorized by anyone to speak on their behalf. The entire show is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, or tribe. Please listen at your own risk. Side note, these crazy monkeys do like music a lot. Maybe you heard something tonight you'd like to go out and buy or listen to or contribute towards some artist's life. Go ahead and be nice. Find some cool music. Rock on, brother. Pour me another brother.
Pour me another brother.
That's right. So I'm kind of done.
Are you kind of done?
I've talked about my two bands and I've done some silly things and you know it's all there is to it.
Well, it's kind of good to have you back.
Well, I never left. It's just that there's that problem with that jackass that was impersonating me on Sunday. Thank God we got rid of him. Oh, wait, before you play the outgoing songs.
Yeah.
I got to bring up.
What do you got?
Our final closeout for the day because the law offices of Statler, Waldorf, Jameson, and Walker have decided that they need to tell us this.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
It was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
And there's the end of that.
Good stuff.
That was fun.
What's up, mister?
Mr. A, join us.
We're just getting ready to wrap up. We got on at 8 o'clock tonight, and we got Bill back from the mothership. He was kidnapped or alien napped,
whatever
you want to call it, mothership napped for a week.
Uh-huh.
We didn't know who that imposter was last week, if anybody listened. The show is gone. It's been deleted and archived.
Yeah, that Sunday show, for legal reasons, has been removed. And today's show is like a new beginning.
Exactly.
What you're listening to in the background there is Uranium Clock. By none other than Six and the Sevens, local Detroit band. Just rocking good stuff. You look up Six and the Sevens Detroit music on YouTube, and there's some really crappy quality YouTube videos from their live stuff, but you can still pull up their audio, you know, their CDs. You can still pull up the real music. Their studio stuff is great. Just phenomenal. Like this one here, Uranium Clock. If you like the beginning song that we play, that's Go All Night, Six and the Sevens.
Girl, thanks for listening, everybody.
Girl, if you want to, we could go all night.
It's about 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Detroit.
Let's wrap this crap up. Good talking, brother.
Let's get the fark out of here.
Pour me another, brother.
Adios, amigos.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to wrap it up with pour me another, brother.
You think so?
Yeah. All right. I say pour me another, brother, and you say pour me another, brother. And just hang
pour me another, brother.
Pour me another, brother.
There it goes. See you, hobo. See you, guys. See you, Mr. A, Evan.